We'll be finished in an hour. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. Check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to yours. Craig Hoffman, Anthony Haney, super producer of the show over there. And, well, you were outside this weekend. How much of WNBA All-Star Weekend did you take in from the outside?
So I caught the skills challenge. I caught the championship round of the three-point contest. I didn't get to watch much of the game. I did see what happened after the game, though.
What do you mean by what happened after the game?
The post-game interview.
Which one?
With Nafisa Collier.
Oh, talking about the pay us what you owe us and all that stuff? Yeah. With Slim in the background?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I also saw the snippets of the halftime show.
Yes, Glorilla. I was actually very disappointed in the league / ESPN for that. Like, I think they just took like the in-arena feed of that, and the sound quality wasn't like it didn't translate to TV as well as it should have.
Nah,
which is kind of disappointing. Like, hey, can y'all show Glorilla the respect she deserves / the W All-Star Game proper respect? Putting that aside, I thought it was an interesting weekend on a number of fronts. And what I find most interesting is something that I saw Ramona Shelburne pondering about on social media, where she said, because I thought about this during the game, and then she like put it on in a post, and I was like, yeah, that's what I was thinking. And Ramona posited that WNBA All-Star Weekend functionally wasn't really that different from NBA All-Star Weekend. Like, the game was not close. It was, like, the players were kind of goofing off. You had some incredible shot making. Like, there was the four-point shot, and there was a lot of them hit. But, like, it was so unserious that at the end of the game, Kiki had actually missed a couple of threes and fours, because they did, like, the four-point shot bit. And she is on the opposite team of Breanna Stewart. Kiki misses a four-point attempt. Stewie gets the rebound, gives the ball back to Kiki, who is on the other team, and Kiki hits a four-pointer, which was hilarious and fun, and Kiki's doing a big celebration, putting the four in her face. Like, it was a very fun watch, but, like, not for competitive basketball reasons. It was a bunch of athletes, like, goofing off, and it was fun to see them having fun with it. There were some pretty funny interviews during the game. Kelsey Plum, Caitlin Clark. You know, I thought the league, by the way, did and ESPN, I'll give them credit, did the correct amount of Caitlin Clark. Like, she wasn't playing in the game and wasn't able to, but, like, she was included, and as she should be, as one of the stars of the league, if not the biggest star in the league, and especially on the host weekend element of it. They didn't overdo it, but I thought they did. They got that dosing of a player who was the biggest star and the host, but not actually playing due to injury, exactly right. But overall, like, the non-seriousness of the game, it didn't seem like anybody cared. And maybe it's in part because the CBA negotiations were hovering over all of this and there was like a seriousness to it. My other theory is that the W as a league is more competitive night in, night out than the NBA is in terms of fan perception. I don't know that that's actually true, but like when you watch a W game, you're like, oh, they're trying to kill each other. Like the competitiveness and the physicality has been a storyline. Positive or negative, versus the NBA over the course of 82 games, like not every game feels like it's playoff intensity in the same way that the W does. And so I think the fact that it's like, man, can we just watch y'all play hard sometime outside of May and June? I think there's probably some frustration with that, but it is something I thought of where I was like, damn, nobody seems to be complaining that the W players, and maybe it's some of the money. Like, I'm just curious, like, why did we have this, like, hey, this is fun. Everyone seems to be having fun reaction to the W game, where I feel like in the NBA, maybe this is it too. This was kind of Ramona's theory, is like authentically, it seemed like the ladies were having fun. The fellas in the NBA game seem like they're annoyed they have to be there. And I think just that element of it is enough to like tip the scales in your viewing experience to feel like, oh, they're having fun. I'm having fun. I don't care that the score is 180 to 160.
Yeah, no, it definitely was good to see them having fun. I got on Twitch, and it was Twitch and Threads, and I saw Courtney Williams and
you got the stud buds,
Tisha Heideman,
the stars of All Star Weekend.
Man, hey, Craig, they took us behind the scenes, like literally with every player.
They outed like four couples.
Yeah, they did.
So funny,
but it was just good to see everybody, you know, just letting their guard down and just, you know, having fun. And I think the amount of games, and I think they haven't necessarily voiced it, but I'm pretty sure they don't like the amount of games they play, like, consecutively all the time. The fact they barely sometimes get to practice. So I think them getting to All-Star Weekend, they were just excited for that. Like, no practice. I get to hang around, you know, this group of women and, you know, just chill for a little bit. But it's crazy that they go back to work literally a couple of days after.
That part is nuts. That part is nuts. The fact that I saw Tasha Cloud being like, wait, I'm supposed to play tomorrow? Like, a bunch of them are still hungover from the weekend. I mean, that's the other thing is, like, I think also if you paid attention to All-Star Weekend, you know they were out there to get some cardio and sweat out whatever they were doing the night before.
Man.
I think you and I have both had some late nights in Indianapolis before, which is very funny. So, Indianapolis for the Combine is a very different city. The NFL Combine is a very different city than it is year-round. And there are a couple of spots that people go Indianapolis Combine Week that are very well known. St. Elmo's Steakhouse, Prime 47 Steakhouse, Harry and Izzy's, which is attached to St. Elmo's. Like, these places are open till 1, 2, 3 in the morning. And my buddy, Chris Gores, who goes with me to Indy every year, my train with the best partner, he once went back to Indy like 2 weeks after the Combine because he had to do a training seminar. And he landed at like 9 o'clock and was so excited. He's like, I'm gonna go get me a steak at St. Elmo's. He walks up to the door about 9:30, 9:45. And it's like, yeah, man, like we close at 10. Like we're not taking you. And he's like, wait, what? He's like, I come here for the combine all the time. Like you can get an 11 o'clock reservation. Like, you know, it's actually hard to get that reservation. And they're like, yeah, in combine week. But I thought the funniest like social post of the weekend was Angel Reese. Goes, man, we're in Indy, but it feels like Miami. When Indy wants to host and wants you to have a good time, they'll keep some spots open late. They'll do there are places you can go, and it seems like the ladies found them. It seems like they found them.
Yeah, they did. Zaire was out this weekend. Dude, he keeps meeting. He had a hell of a summer in terms of like meeting like celebs. He met Jay-Z. He met Kevin Durant this weekend.
Signed his Nike deal, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Congrats to Z.
Yeah. So I'm just like, but he also confirmed.
By the way, KD in D.C. right now for the City Open.
Oh, word.
He was spotted at a tennis tournament today.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, you were saying? Zaire, Indy, late nights. Oh,
Z was basically confirming, like, WNBA All-Star Weekend was very lit. Like,
I mean, we saw it.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Stud Buds live stream. And, like, I think that was the cool thing, too, is, like, I think there's so much, like, I'll use the word. There's so much hate around the NBA. And, like, so much of the discourse is, like, so hate-filled. And, like, these women hate each other. They're, blah, and it's, like, all this, like, frankly, misogyny of just, like, people can't imagine, and men specifically, male sports fans, like, can't imagine that all these women, like, actually get along fine. And so it's, like, oh, Caitlin Clark hates this. Everyone hates Caitlin Clark. Angel and Caitlin. Everyone, these other group of people hate Angel. And then, like, you see them all hanging out at the club on Tisha Heideman and Courtney Williams live stream. And after years of them telling you, like, no, we don't hate each other. And you see, like, the sisterhood. And you see them come together for the WNBA PA stuff. You see them come together and, like, have fun. And you see them, like, Caitlin crashing Courtney's live stream. And like, whenever, like, that was one of my favorite things was anytime they needed something, they'd be like, where's Caitlin? She'll take care of it. Like, kind of having fun with Caitlin and Caitlin being like, yeah, what you need? Like, what? I got you. Like, it was just fun to see the whole, like, the stars of the league come together and to peel back the curtain. And in a way that was like, yeah, they're going to compete each other. They're going to try to kill each other on the court. And I'm sure on court, there's still rivalries. And I'm sure some of that, it's like, hey, it's fun for a weekend, but like, I actually really don't like you. And that's fine. It's sports. You're allowed to have a healthy disrespect for your opponent as long as it's healthy. But I just thought that was fun. And the reaction to it seemed to be, for those that were actually paying attention, pretty fun versus people you know, hating on it in a way that I feel like a lot of the discourse or like toxicity around the discourse. Maybe I just was in the right places on social media or talking to the right people about it, but it definitely felt, it felt like a good weekend for the WNBA.
Yeah, I mean, those people I just don't think know what being a competitive nature or environment looks like. And for the women, that's how it is sometimes. And I think what was funny to me was Angel Reese and Alyssa Thomas joking on the court about, like, when Alyssa Thomas WWE chokeslammed Angel to the ground. It's just like, I mean, and she probably didn't intentionally mean it, but, you know, that's what happens in the heat of battle sometimes. So,
yeah.
Yeah, which is cool, man.
I hate it when fans take it more personally than the players. That's like one of my least favorite things. It's like, if they can get over it, you can get over it. All right, when we get back, though, there is kind of the lingering question about the CBA stuff. We can get into some of that and some of the news that came out over the weekend. Then the Wizards have made a couple of moves, and there's been some other NBA news. We'll talk about that at 6:30. But first, the latest from the rest of the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want it. Wawa, with customizable, roasted, and crispy chicken sandwiches.